Are you right, Mrs. Olasegun Funwa?
Just stop it right there. It is not Oluasegunfunwa. It's Oluwasegunfunwa. And by the way, don't they teach you manners at school? The first thing you should see when you see an elderly person is say good day to you, or good morning to you, or good afternoon. Whichever way you see the woman, you are the man. You speak to them with respect. Ashley, is that not your name?
Yes,
very good, Ashley. Oh, Ashley, so you are the one causing this disrespect that I'm beginning to see in my Baba Tunde right now, isn't it?
Eh? Well, that's Tunde, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to you. You need to...
He's a big boy now, isn't
he? I know he's a big boy, but he's a big boy that has been brought up in the Christian faith that allows him to do the right thing at the right time in the right place. But you, Ashley... You are beginning to become some sort of influence that is giving me serious concern.
What do you mean influence? He can make up his own mind, innit?
Of course, he has to make up his own mind, but he has to be in the company of good services and good influences. What have you got to give to my Baba Tunde? Talk to me.
Well, we're doing our music thing, innit? Like, he's a DJ and he's making beats for me, innit? He's making music, innit?
What kind of music are you recording? Please, let me understand.
We're doing rap music, innit?
What kind of rap music? What is your rap music about? Is it inspirational? Is it religious? Is it uplifting or what? Talk to me. I'm listening.
Well, we do things about, like, the streets, innit?
What about the streets? Do you live on the streets? Do you sleep in the streets?
What do you mean, do I sleep on the streets?
It is a question. Actually.
No, but because you're his mum, yeah? I don't really want to get, like, disrespectful of that, yeah?
You're already disrespectful.
You're, like, raising your voice to me, innit?
You are very disrespectful by talking to me like that. What kind of sight? I am trying to tell you that I am seeing some traits, some influences in my Baba Tunde that I don't like. This, nowadays, he wants to be going into a gang called the RBB. Who is the perpetrator of this gang?
It's Red Brick Boys, isn't it?
What about the Red Brick Boys? Are you helping the community or what? I see you going around with your trousers half all the way to the ground.
But that's the way I wear my trousers, isn't it?
What kind of trouser wearing is that? It stays on the waist, not halfway down your behind. It stays on the waist. Anyway, that aside, this gang, I am getting really concerned. He is beginning to show some really aggressive traits. He is beginning to leave his book that will progress him in life. He refuses to come to church now. He just wants to go to the gang. Ashley, talk to me. Wait, who is the chairman of the meeting? I need to know the person.
No, they ain't no chairman. Like, we're just round there, innit? Oh, this is us, innit? Like, we're the red brick boys, innit?
Red brick boys. I hope you are not going there to have some sort of gang fights and all this gang nonsense that going on about.
Well, that's what happens, innit? Like, there's the other estate over there, innit?
What about it?
Yeah, they're the green brick boys, innit?
What about the green? I don't understand this. First, you are Ashley. Then the next thing, oh, by the way, he's planning to give himself a nickname as well. He said because you too, Ashley, you have a nickname. The nickname, they call you Grimza. Please, try and understand. I don't get this. Your father and your mother decided that when you are born, they will call you Ashley.
Hey, don't even talk about my parents.
I don't totally understand. I am not being disrespectful. I am trying to make myself understand this. Why your Ashley has suddenly turned from Ashley to Grimza or G. I don't get it. Why not stick to the Ashley? Maybe call me old fashioned. Call me old school. Call me Mumsy. Call me. That is what Tunde calls me nowadays. Mumsy.
Yeah, like,
call me
Mumsy.
But I don't understand this. Why would you turn your name from Ashley to Grimza? Does Grimza have a name meaning in the dictionary? He doesn't. Talk to me. What brought about the Grimza?
You don't understand these things. Like Grimza, yeah?
Mm.
That's my street name, innit?
Okay. So does it give you some sort of credibility?
It means, yeah.
Mm.
Hey, I'm known around here, you know, yeah. Grimza means, yeah, I like it grimy, innit?
You like
I like life grimy, innit?
Ah, Father in heaven, your name shall be praised. Some children want to go ahead and become something in life. Somebody wants to have it grimy, when they should be praying to make it better.
Yeah, but it's not me that made life grimy, innit? Life is grimy for me, innit? So
why is it grimy? Are you starving?
Answer
the question, no. Ashley, or should I call you Grimesa? Let me call you Grimesa so that we can relate here.
Yeah, Ashley, I like that.
Grimesa, are you starving?
I'm not starving, yeah. Very good. But life is, yeah, see round here, yeah, nobody don't care about us, yeah. Nobody cares about us round here, yeah.
I totally disagree with you that. I totally disagree. You are not starving. You don't put bucket on your head to go miles and miles to go to the river and fetch dirty water to bring back home to survive. You are not a child slave. You don't go about trying to make a living so as to put food on your table, let alone your family. You have not lost your father. You have not lost your mother. You have decent basic education. So what is your problem?
Yeah, but the system don't care about people like me, innit?
But I think it's time for you to now tell the system to care about you.
That's what they're trying to do, innit? That's what they're trying to do.
Not by being on the street and giving yourself
grandma. Yeah, well, people got to do... I understand what you're saying, yeah? There's people in Africa, yeah, and poor countries that suffer and them things there, yeah? Yeah?
Mm.
But we don't get the right opportunities that other people get over in there in England, innit?
Very good. This is the time for you. All this internet, this phone that you're always going on top of it, this is why you have the internet. You need to go into the internet and ask yourself, what do I want to do with my spare time? Rather than hanging around on the streets with pants falling from your behind. Rather than doing that, get on the internet. Start to look for opportunities that will make your life matter. This DJing that you are doing, I think it's time you need to start speaking to somebody about it. Not going around trying to be in your face, the green gang, the red brick boys, the blue, green and purple brick boys. This is not the time to be doing that. The country matters to you. People will listen to you if you do the right thing. Not when you go around looking like a riffraff. And Grimes up.
You know what, yeah? I respect what you're saying. I can see why Tunde, yeah? He's got his head screwed on, you know? I can see he gets a lot of that from you. Like,
he has no choice.
It's good, like, good advice, like, yeah?
He has no choice when he has a mother like me. Baba Tunde doesn't have a choice. It's either that or he goes back to Nigeria and fetch bucket of water from the river. By the time he does that for just 1 week, in fact, that is too much, for just one day, he will get his head properly screwed up, me. So, Grimesa, this is what I will tell you. The country, they will not come to your lap. They will not come to your doorstep to do things for you. You have to decide within yourself. It is a choice-making decision. Whether you need to pave the way to goodness. Whether you need to pave the way to make life matter for you. That you will look back and thank your heavenly... Are you a Christian, Grimesa?
I believe in God, yeah, but I ain't got no religion in it, like.
Fantastic. I think it's time you need to start... So, what do they say? Ponder. You need to sit down and talk to yourself want to go to you. Anyway,
I like what you're saying.
I don't mean to be disrespectful.
No, I don't mean to be disrespectful either. Like, you know, because you're Tunde's mom, yeah. So I respect you in that, yeah.
Fantastic.
But it's like, see what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand what we're going through in it. Like, so, but I hear what you're saying, yeah. I'm going to ponder and, like, think about trying to do things better with my life and stuff, yeah?
I am happy to hear that. So, don't worry. In fact, let me pray for you so that God can shower his blessings on you.
All right.
Anyway, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Father in heaven, please look after this child for us so that he will be an influence, not to just my Baba Tunde, but to every other person that comes to him, especially those in the Red Brick Gang with him. Let them come together and do what is right in their life through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. You know what? Thank you, you know, like, I've been kind of, like, asking, like, for some type of, like, good words and stuff to come to me, yeah? Because everywhere I go, every corner I turn, like, it's, like, bad things happen, innit? So, this is something positive, innit? So,
I'm glad to hear that. Grimes,
maybe, like, God's looking out for me, innit?
He has to. You have to ask the right question to get the right answer. So, Grimesa. Ashley. In fact, I don't want to call you that Grimesa name. I want to call you Ashley. So, if I call you Ashley, you must listen. Is that clear, young man?
All right. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, Tunde, you know what? Tunde's got a nice mum in it. Yeah. So
very good.
I'm gonna think about what you're saying. Like you're saying, like nothing's gonna come and fall on our lap, innit? Like we gotta go out and do things and search to do the good things, innit?
Make sure you do that. Yeah. It's most appreciated. In fact, the community will thank you for that. Not physically coming to say thank you, but they will thank you for that.
All right then, Mrs. Ola Shegun Fuwa. Yeah.
Let me correct you again. It is Oluwa Shegun Fuwa. Say it after me.
Oluwa Shegun Fuwa.
Very good.
All right then. All right, thank you, yeah. So, I'll see you later.
You're welcome.
My name is Father Gregory Finus. I'm the Superior General of the Missionaries of the Immaculate Heart, giving you a report on what's happening at the Church of Our Lady of Tears and Saint Michael. Brings me great sadness to announce that there's been a bit of violence going on in the community, which I'll leave you now an encounter between young Leroy and Father John, where Leroy explains what has been going on. Go, go and see Father John. Like, I know you exist, God, yeah. I believe you exist, yeah. And I'm seeing certain things that you're doing, like, in the community. So, I think Father John's a good man, yeah. Maybe, like, he can help sort things out, like, with the gangs and stuff, yeah. So, this is like a prayer, I'm saying. Let me go and see Father John.